Over a decade ago, then-Governor George Pataki and the legislature came to an agreement. Undocumented immigrants living in New York and accepted to public college would be allowed to pay in-state tuition. But there was a catch. They would not be eligible for financial aid. Since then, advocates have been trying to eliminate that obstacle. Last week, the legislature acted. It passed legislation to allow financial aid for those students. In response to that financial shortfall for lower-income undocumented students, legislation dubbed the DREAM Act was introduced. The DREAM Act makes financial aid, such as tuition assistance programs and other programs, available to eligible undocumented students. Passage of the DREAM Act last week, if it's approved by the governor, who says he supports it, fixes that financial aid problem. Action on the legislation was the opening move to address the state's support for higher education. This week, a second move occurs. The legislature holds hearings on the governor's overall budget plan for higher education. When the governor unveiled his proposals earlier this month, he recommended expansion of the state's Excelsior Scholarship Program. Excelsior is a program that offers financial aid for middle-income college students as long as they meet certain criteria. And these criteria are significant. Students must successfully receive 30 credits in 1 year. Failure to do so could result in the students losing the scholarship and may mean that the student has to repay the scholarship. Beyond expansion of Excelsior, the governor's budget offers more pain than gain for college students and their families. The governor's budget hikes tuition at the State University of New York and the City University of New York. That increase is the latest installment of the state's so-called rational tuition plan. The tuition plan was put in place as part of a bargain. Tuition increases would be used to enhance the universities, not fill budget gaps. I mean, it looks like the pledge is being broken and tuition is being used, in fact, to plug budget shortfalls. And the legislature agrees. Both houses have approved an enhanced maintenance of effort to supplement state support for SUNY and CUNY to allow greater freedom to use tuition dollars for enhancements. However, the governor has blocked the measure, most recently vetoing it last month. Limiting state support is not the only way that SUNY and CUNY get starved for funds. In years past, as public college tuition went up, New York would increase the maximum financial aid award so that the impact of a tuition hike would not impact the lowest income students. But the policy's changed. Instead, the local college campus is required to make up the difference between increasing tuition costs and maximum financial aids, which have not gone up. Now, for example, SUNY tuition is almost $7,000 for an academic year, and the maximum TAP award covers a little over $5,000 of it, meaning that the local campus has to make up a $1,700 shortfall. And that policy adds to the financial stress felt by colleges and universities. The governor's budget also proposes to cut back state spending for some financial aid programs. In this year's budget, the governor proposed to cut spending for programs that aid college students from educationally and economically disadvantaged backgrounds. These programs, known as opportunity programs, have been successful in helping students graduate from college with a degree. In particular, the Accelerated Study and Associate Programs, also known as ASAP, was highlighted by the Obama administration as a model for the nation. Yet the governor's budget zeroes out state support for ASAP, a reduction of $2.5 million. And his cuts don't stop there. For example, the governor's budget calls for cuts to opportunity programs that total $28 million. The next move in the budget process starts after the budget hearings, and that's when the legislature acts. Hopefully, their review will lead to restorations of the governor's proposed cuts and actions that ensure that these programs are, in fact, expanded.